call the City of Franklin's Committee of the Whole to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor is excused. Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman Zerwitz.
Here.
Please rise, join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right, this is the Committee of the Whole, and we have some distinguished guests with us. Alderman Dandrea had requested that this item be placed on the agenda, and it's to talk about the bid district that's currently in place for 27th Street. So, Alderman?
That's correct. Well, we all know that 27th Street between College and Drexel is going to be improved. And in order for this to happen in 2015, either the municipalities that surround this section of the road have to tell the state that we're going to back it once it's completed, or we have to contemplate an organization that will oversee this afterwards. And so I'm with a bank that is along the area of College to Drexel that is affected with this, and I've been serving on the informative board. It's not a board, but it's a committee, and they've asked that they come to us to present their presentation. So myself and Kristen Wilhelm attended a meeting a couple weeks ago, and so I asked that they're allowed to give their presentation to the Common Council.
Thank you. I'm very happy that you did this. I was invited to the same meeting. I just gave my apologies to the group. I just couldn't make it that night, and I talked to Joel, and it was a little bit late for him to get down there, too. But I'm really happy you put this on. I've been advocating for a bid district for probably the last 5 or 6 years at least. I'm looking at Barb Wiesner in the audience. Yes, that's true. And so I've also had a lot of discussions over the years with Mayor Knightsky and Terry Witkowski. In fact, it was Terry that brought a bid district to my attention in the first place and how they were able to put it together. So with that, I don't know who's going to be the spokesperson for the presentation. But
Your Honor, we have four of us that I'd like to bring up to the table.
These are all very familiar faces. But nice to see you again, Mark.
Good to see you, too.
I might add that I recently had a conversation with Mayor Scafidi regarding this subject matter as well.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mayor, first off, we want to thank you for giving us the time this evening to hear from us. As you know, I'm Mark Hansen, General Manager of the Staybridge Suites in Franklin. I was your 2011 President of the South Suburban Chamber of Commerce and now the lead on what we are currently calling the Exploratory Committee of a 27th Street Business Improvement District south of College Avenue to the border. I am here with members of our committee who represent businesses on 27th Street. Mark Mrozak, representing Northwestern Mutual Financial Network from the Franklin side. Belinda Wilkie, representing Northwestern Mutual from the Oak Creek side. We also have Barbara Wiesner, Executive Director of the South Suburban Chamber of Commerce, here with us. Julio Maldonado, Executive Director of Historic Highway 41, and Tara Savasos, President of Historic Highway 41. Our agenda for this evening is to update you all on our progress, give you our action plan, answer any of your questions, and hopefully gain your support in what we believe is a win-win for everyone. To start, let me update you on where we are. Our exploratory committee is composed of representatives from each side of the street in hopes that when we establish each bid, these people will be nominated and elected by mayors of each city to sit on a bid board and then be nominated and appointed to sit on the board for Historic Highway 41 Association. Our committee has gathered support from many businesses on 27th Street and now we expect to gain more support from a town hall meeting, hopefully held on October 19th, potentially at Wheaton Franciscan or on some other location yet to be determined, where we will invite all the owners of businesses in the area to come hear what a bid does, how much it costs each commercial property owner, and what they can expect to gain by being part of the bid. Our plan is to create two bids and fall under the association, which has already done a great job of creating similar bids with more than one municipality and extend their brand, experience, and exceptional efforts through Franklin and Oak Creek. I'd like to turn this over to Tara now, who has a presentation that I think they did at their last annual meeting, and she can tell you how they operate from that.
Okay. Well, good evening. This is our 2013 annual meeting PowerPoint that we did for every year. We report back to all of our property owners what we've accomplished throughout the year, what we're working on for next year, and what's happened during the year. So I don't really know how to work this. But I can just run through what we did for our businesses. Oh, okay. Oh, I have to keep clicking. Okay, let me just bring it all up. Okay, so we go into an introduction and overview. Every year we get new businesses that come that maybe weren't as involved the previous year, and we go over and explain what we do, that we're comprised of bid 1 and 2 from Greenfield and bid 43 from Milwaukee, and what we that we all contract under the association to run as one united business district. The next thing will be our headlines, how much publicity and branding and media attention that we've got throughout the year for any accomplishments we did. We look at finance at a glance, so everybody knows exactly where their money went as compared to the operating plan. The value in the investment, who their board members are to outreach to them, what we're working on moving forward, and who our partners are. So we hold two seminars a year. In 2012, we held an ME2 seminar for businesses, and we also held a business fraud prevention seminar. So those were the two seminars that we had. They were free for our businesses on the street, and they came and got to learn and do question and answers and find out things that they normally would probably not take the time to do to their benefit. So looking at this year so far, kind of mixed us a little. Our seminar that we're doing, our next seminar, is business attorney and business counted together, question and answers, how you structure your business, what's legal, what's not, and give them some free advice and some counseling, and that's what we're working on now. Going through our headlines, we have made the Business Journal multiple times, and here is Franklin kind of discussing what from Steve Taylor. And our JB's on 41, this was a $2.5 million investment by one of our business property owners. And he got lots of attention, and he was also in the travel guide, and it looks wonderful. So he made a huge investment on our street, so he made that. These are our new openings we had. In previously vacant properties, or eyesore properties, Buffalo Wild Wings opened. We had Jimmy John's open, so we had their grand opening. U.S. Cellular joined us. Starbucks built another drive-through. Panda Express opened. So we had, I believe, out of the 400 businesses or available spots within the properties, we have maybe 10 vacancies now, so we're pretty full. We also have a grant program. And the grant program is designed to encourage people to invest in the street that follows our mission. So the grant guidelines, if they fall in line with the association's mission, they can get it approved from the board. This one was Bounce Realm, and that's their before and after picture. It was part of beautification and job creation. So that was the screen that was there, and that was the new thing with new employees. Better looking business. This one, I couldn't get the picture on there, but what this one was is she went along with our branding. So at the Department of Motor Vehicles, Highway 41 continuously flashes there all year long, along with her advertisement for insurance. We have the 2012, we just finished our third annual car show, but this was our second annual car show. The numbers of 2013 are better than this. But we had 300 cars participate that we could count. They park and ride, so we make sure that they are stationed in locations all through the district, and then they move around. So it's like a parking cruise, actually. It increased revenues within the district, all the eating and entertainment places, the retail places, and whoever else could not participate in the car show got to put things in the goodie bags and coupons. Branding merchandise for their business. And this was our finance, and this was how we broke down our budget for 2012. Administrative was $36,608, and that would include any office supplies, any furniture. We actually just got our actual office in 2012, and our executive director's salary comes out of there, and any postage, mailing. Our facilities, that was our amount for our lease throughout the year, and our electric and telephone. In marketing and branding, we kind of broke them out. They're in one lump sum category on the operating plan, but we broke them out into which we spent on what for the actual businesses. So marketing and branding, we spent $16,173 to encompass two large marketing campaigns, billboard branding, whatever joint branding we had on any of the grants, anything like that. Communications with our newsletters and our notices that go out, our letters, anything that we send out is under our communication. Our beautification, which is our maintenance along Kinnickinnick Parkway to College, was $36,687. And we just put out a new RFP for that today. Accounting, we have to have accounting done so people can come in and look, and everything's very transparent to them if they request our financials, our latest numbers, anything like that. So we have an accountant that we pay. Our insurance is blanket insurance for our office and events that we have, should someone be injured or hurt themselves, so we cover, so the businesses aren't responsible for that. Also in accounting is our audit. Because we're three bids, we have to have three audits and an overall audit of everything together. It has to be submitted to each city and then should follow right along to our operating plan so they get the results of our audit. And then grants, we just rolled out in the end of 2012, so that was $3,500. And then we showed the value in their investment. Our operating plan and the way we charge for the bid is $1 per thousand of the market value of the property, with a minimum and a maximum. Our minimum is $500. Our maximum is $1,500. We just gave a little comparison and what they get back for their money, because we do have so many free programs for them and resources. We took examples from the Milwaukee Journal website on advertising for one day, and what they would get in black and white and color. The example one is a 2x5 ad, and it's more than our maximum. And example two is a half page ad, which is three times our maximum. And then on the other side, what they get for if they paid in at a maximum amount or cheaper, they get two or more mass marketing campaigns per calendar year that encompasses the whole district. They get participation opportunities in every event that we have. There's grant availability. They have access to free business seminars. Social media marketing, we have assistance with that at our business office. Web marketing, they can get one-on-one assistance from our executive director or any board member. They get access to our database. Every time we have an event, we build a bigger database from all different markets. So we have the car enthusiasts, we have the shoppers, and we have different database that they can use. We have a list of partners that they get discounted pricing for being a member of the district, and resources. We have partnerships with, say, MATC, where people may want to expand and they can get an intern because they don't actually have the payroll yet, or just different resources for them. We have the beautification maintenance and then the branding as a destination area. These are some of our partners. We work with our cities, obviously. The Department of Transportation, we do a lot of joint things with Visit Milwaukee. The Business Journal, we have a relationship with them. They follow us really closely. Milwaukee, MATC, Innovative Dynamics Network, so any computer programming systems, phone systems, anything like that. The Conquistador, the Spanish Journal, nude clothing, any kind of t-shirts, clothing, or uniforms, for advertising. Our eye care doctor on our street offers discounts to all the businesses on the street. And Visit Milwaukee's on both sides. I don't know why I did that. Epic Color and Freestyle Graphics. So we keep building this. It's a bigger list this year, but we keep trying to find partners that will give little advantages or discounts to our businesses when they go through different stages. These are our board of directors, just so you know who they are so far. And if this, the business owners determine that in Franklin and Oak Creek they want to move forward with this after a town hall meeting, they'll be added on to here as well. JB's on 41 is David Martin's, our vice president. Troy Chowanak is on our board of directors. He's from REMAX. Nicole Zilski's from Aurora. Myself, Todd Reardon is Brager Corporation. John Albanese is Advanced Welding. Nicole Romine's, Romine's High Pockets. Jim Pavlik from Pavlik Inc. Jeff Stern from the Stern Group, which is multiple McDonald's locations. Greg Butts, who's Realty Management Consultants, and Brian Bellin from U.S. Cellular. And we actually have a few more board members at this point now. So, looking forward was our third annual Moving History Forward cruise, which has been completed already. We had an All Things 41 event this year, which also has been completed. The Business Assistance Program, our Grant Availability Program, that's our first full year this year. Our newsletters, our seminars, our new and existing businesses who invested, our partnership growth, our Harley-Davidson's 110th participation, which we just completed, where we had a Get Patched program. All the bikers came to get. These were our preliminary results. Our meeting was in March, and we were right in the middle of this campaign when we had our annual meeting, so we took some quick numbers. These were not our final numbers, but these were our halfway through numbers, I believe. We grew our email database by 750. We had posters, flyers within the district, and of course the businesses copy them and do more, but this is what was trackable at that time. We had 3,329 views and 50 shares, so we don't even know how many at that point went out. We went through our partners of a Conquistador, reached 24,000 residents, 15,000 with Bargain Hunter, 61,000 with Shepherd Express. We didn't have the actual number for our digital billboard, but we counted when we were about 1 week into it, or half a week into it, 105,000 countable outreach. Harley-Davidson was another thing looking forward that we just completed, and that was what we showed them at the beginning of the year. That was done. We always have partner comments at the end. U.S. Bank talked because they hosted. Visit Milwaukee talked about opportunities for the businesses with them to get their word out. City of Greenfield spoke, City of Milwaukee spoke, Department of Public Works spoke on the upcoming 2014 project on 27th Street on the north end. Pulaski High School brought their students to work and what they were looking for in partnerships with the businesses. And that's it. So if there's any questions we can answer for you, that was 1 year for us in review.
Any questions or comments? Alderman Wilhelm?
I read through the bylaws you provided, And I'm trying to put together the how you have a different bylaw set of organization rules for each individual, but still have one nonprofit. I'm not quite understanding how that works.
Each bid has to have their own operating plan and their own bylaws. What we did with all three of them is we mirrored them all to each other, and each bid signed a contract with the association to run as one entity.
Okay.
So usually the people on the exploratory committee that are the most active, the mayor from each city appoints them to the board. So we would have to change our bylaws a little bit and then have them all mirror each other that the current board would vote on. But the operating plans would have to mirror exactly whatever their budget is and the percentage is.
So, in essence, every time you're bringing on someone else, you have to amend your bylaws to accommodate that.
The only thing we have to amend is the maximum number of board members.
When it comes to how they want to put people on there, what if the municipality wants to do it differently, those are all, everyone does that all the same.
Mm-hmm. Our understanding is the appointment to the bids themselves are governed by a state law, correct? That's how that works.
In Milwaukee and Greenfield, the mayor appointed the people to the bid board.
Okay, but it's not a state requirement on how that's established.
No, it's not.
And then the association usually works with both cities, and people that have the time commitment to serve on the board out of those people and then bring them onto the association board. And then the question did come up at one of our meetings, well, what if you have more from one than the other? But we run it as one body. I mean, we have people that own properties on both sides of the street, you know, so it kind of, it evens out, and we run it as one area anyway. So you may have more active people from Franklin than Oak Creek might, but they're all going to run it with the same plan.
So you're pretty much expecting everyone's going to get on board at some point up and down, starting from college, you're going to do the first phase until Drexel is the attempt, or are you going to take it all the way down?
Well, that would be for the committee to work with each municipality on how they feel that it will go, if they want to go all the way to the border now, or if they want to do it in stages and create more than one bid, you know, and you have to determine where you want your lines to be. You know, some of our lines go around the corner because they benefit from being around the corner from us. And the aldermen really of that area, or alderwomen, they put that together with the proposal.
I know you talked about different boundaries in the mapping, and we have our the TIF and TID district map. I don't know if you've looked into those to see how that matches up with what areas you might be looking at.
And I don't know necessarily if the committee has. I'm sure you might have.
We haven't looked at the specific boundaries.
But we did have TIFs within our district as well. When we formed our line, they were inclusive of two TIF areas that are now full and developed.
Any other questions, comments by the members? If not, I'm just going to, I've been at a couple meetings, one for sure, and so I know all of you. And Mark probably has talked about bids for so long that he's tired of talking about bids. But I can remember us being at the hotel in your boardroom talking about this like 6 or 7 years ago. I just wanted to say that Mayor Nitzke, who serves as secretary of the ICC, of which I'm chairman, and had served as the vice chairman, has informed me many, many times how successful a program he believes this to be, and has also advocated that he thought that this might be something that the cities of Oak Creek and Franklin would like to look at, because it's worked so very well. I think in some of our discussions that we've had over the years, There was some desire to maybe look at segments of 27th Street regarding streetscaping. I know it's not part of the bid, but streetscaping and improvements because it's a 6-mile stretch, and what might be okay for College to Drexel may not be what's appropriate down by Wheaton Francisco. So I guess when you're looking at the entire bid district, I don't know if that's something that you want to consider or not, but I know that that's come up in the past. So, yeah. Mr. Wislow?
Only that appointments to a district board are statutory and they aren't by the mayor, covered by the common council. And if we've suggested bylaws in the state, there'll be a presentation of the persons for the mayor's consideration. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
do have residences in between our businesses. The reason we have two bids on the Greenfield side is because Milwaukee intercepts. Not the residents, but they do not pay it.
I just wanted to say that, as far as I'm concerned, I think the success of any program, like the Riverwalk in Milwaukee, the Historic Third Ward, or the St. Mary's area, that are all these bid districts, the success came about by the buy-in by the businesses. And if the businesses really want to see that flourish, it's going to happen. I think the same holds true for 27th Street. So I support this this concept, and I hope that we can make it a reality. Alderman Scrimsky?
No, it's a great idea, and I think the synergy of all the cities coming together to make this historic 41, because of all the distance that we have there, really enhances it. And makes it tremendous. I'm for it. I've always been for that kind of development, and make it work and assist the businesses to help them be successful.
Alderman Schmidt?
I was just wondering, do you interact with potential businesses moving into the district then, or do you have any parameters as to what businesses you would like to see developed along the 27th Street corridor there, and what exactly would your role be in that future development?
We work with our aldermen on what they'd like to see, or the property owner, or who they would prospectively like to target. We meet with the businesses who are going to eventually move in multiple times before they actually open their doors. They mostly meet with our executive director, and he works with the aldermen on that. Something we didn't know when we started this bid, and we learned pretty quickly, was investors are very attracted to bid areas, and a lot of them came to us. And the more publicity we got, the more they heard things about the area, the more it got beautified, I should say, their interest rises, and they're very easy to approach. And a lot of times the investors will approach us. And we have people waiting for properties to open, certain properties to open up. So if we do lose any big box areas, we have some people that already want to move in there.
I think Alderman Wilhelm.
When it comes up on the council agenda, are you looking for a particular motion to support a joint meeting? What would you like to see us support?
I think at this point we're looking for just to inform, educate, get your support, and also to when we pick a date and time for this town hall meeting to ask you to. Well, I know we have the business's address, but to help us reach out to those businesses. We'd like to get as many as we can there to educate them for them as well.
Okay. Alderman?
Mark, isn't there a timeline that that we're kind of short on time?
Yes, and I don't know which one of you will address exactly.
The committee, when they were talking about when to form it, they are kind of on a tighter timeline. Our operating plan for Milwaukee is already in, was already due. Greenfield does things more along the own timeline. But they were looking to try to form by the end of this year. Reason being, people collect taxes in different ways in different cities. So you need a little bit of rolling funds. So, for example, we don't get our Greenfield funds till August. So we're working on a 9-month rolling with them, where we pay for things throughout the year, and then we're paid for this year. Almost when this year's over, they go on an installment kind of plan. Milwaukee pays everything up front, so it's earlier in April, but we still have 3 months of rolling to cover. So by forming it ahead of the construction, you have that rolling budget that you need to support it until you get the checks each year. So they really wanted to put it through this year for taxes next year. If it's in general that the businesses are very supportive, to try to have it done by the end of this year.
Okay. So that's why we need to, that's why they're here today, is to make sure that we've got the budget for this and for proposed assessments and for 2015, we've got to start collecting the books.
Maybe when we go into the Common Council meeting, you know, we get to this item, we'd like to make a motion to direct staff to assist and to work with this group.
And also, we didn't want to call, or I should say not me, we might be me, right? But didn't want to call a town meeting without the Common Council all informed and the cities all together on it.
Thank you. Do you have anything else? Not to... Nice to see all of you again. Again, my apologies for not being able to make that last meeting. Mark had heard enough from me.
We're headed out to Oak Creek now.
Yeah, thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
See
you,
Mark. Thanks.
And this is the committee of the whole. We have another item on here, but I see some faces in the audience, and I have a feeling I know why they're here tonight. So let me just ask a question, because I know it's hot and those seats are hard out there. How many of you are here because you received a flyer that says property owners on North Cape Road, your city is planning an 8-foot-wide sidewalk on the east side of your road? Okay. I'm here to tell you as the mayor that there's no such item on the agenda, and I'm also here to tell you that North Cape Road is a Milwaukee County road, not a City of Franklin road. We are exploring some things with Milwaukee County, and that's the key word, exploring. Possibility of doing an intergovernmental cooperation agreement about something that goes like this. If Milwaukee County were to reconstruct North Cape Road, in other words, reconstruct the whole thing, the city of Franklin might entertain looking at maintaining that road from that point forward. In other words, snow plowing and filling cracks and things like that. But we are only in the exploration stage. And prior to anything occurring, and if you want, I'll ask for a motion by the council tonight. There's going to be public hearings on this item. I would assume they're going to be held by Milwaukee County, and we will ask that such hearings be held, where you will have your ability to voice your opinions on the road, the size of the road, your trees, your front yards, sidewalks, width of sidewalks, whether you want sidewalks. I guess I just ask you right now, how many of you want sidewalks or don't want sidewalks? How many of you don't want sidewalks? Okay, well, that's a pretty good indicator for us. And how about the repair of the road you want?
Yes, many of you want? Terrible.
Well, that's why we've been exploring things, because for 10 years, at least 10 years, we've been trying to get Milwaukee County government to fix that road because it's so dangerous. And the other reason that the issue of sidewalks is coming up is there's some new legislation called Trans 75 that may or may not call for the building of sidewalks. And I say may or may not. So our attorneys and the county's attorneys and the state's attorneys will all have to decide upon that. So I guess I'll apologize for whoever put out the anonymous flyer. Because there's nothing on the agenda, nothing is going to be voted on tonight regarding any of these issues. And what I will do is I will ask the staff that when this issue comes up, that adequate notice be given to the elected officials, and that we contact the Franklin now so that all of you are fully aware when this is going to come up. And again, I just got the flyer this afternoon, and I see it's unsigned and it's anonymous, and I guess the only thing I would tell you is this is kind of, we're getting into the election mode. And so these types of flyers coming out are pretty usual. They're pretty normal in Franklin. So some might say that people are just trying to rile people up. I think Alderman is here tonight, and I think he's got a pretty good idea of how many people are against the sidewalks. So all of that will be taken into consideration, and you are my constituents as well. So with that, I don't know that you need to sit here any longer because we're not going to take any action tonight at all.
Thank you for coming anyway.
All right, and then I'm going to ask the Alderman, we're under the Committee of the Whole, if you would like to get into the 70-30 discussion now, or if you'd like to take up some business items, move into the Common Council agenda, and then take them up a little bit later so that some of these people can, like our police officers, Mr. Ehlers, can kind of get back to work.
I would say get it later.
I make a motion to delay the 70-30 discussion.
Okay.
Second.
The city attorney?
The committee could adjourn the Committee of the Whole and then just take it up because it's a listed agenda item under Committee of the Whole on the Common Council.
Is that the motion? Okay, who's the
second?
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries.